Like his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, Nick Mullins took a job mining coal. He had a wife and two kids to support, and the money was good.
Equipment operators were making $22 to $23 an hour. Electricians, which is the job I performed, were making $28 an hour.
But his father was disabled by the work, suffering long-term back pain. And as Mullins saw the impact of mountaintop removal around Clintwood, Virginia, he had second thoughts about the business.
I just realized, you know, there's got to be more to life than to going into the same dark places and wearing out your body.
And with cheap supplies of natural gas flooding the energy marketplace, he had doubts about how long a job in mining might last. He'd heard about a small liberal arts school in Kentucky that did not charge tuition. Students accepted there got a free education in exchange for doing jobs on campus, so he and his wife applied and were accepted. At Berea College, they learned more about the environment and ways of living sustainably. They started thinking about farming.
Yeah, we'd like to eventually settle down and have a farm. We love to garden. Rusty, my wife, works at the college gardens for her labor position. She loves getting her hands in the dirt, and I do too. But we also realize that there's a lot of important work, so our garden is currently being overtaken by weeds.
That important work, in Nick's view, was preaching the gospel of green energy.
It's really important that people understand where their energy comes from and that there are alternatives, not just in the renewable energies, but energy efficiency. As much energy as we waste, we can be conserving that and reducing our need for fossil fuels such as coal.
He connected with a not-for-profit called Appalachian Voices, and this summer they put him on the road, traveling from Mississippi to New England, Champaign-Urbana to Asheville, covering 3,800 miles in 45 days, talking about how coal miners should be trained to play a whole new role in our economy.
There is a lot of money out there that's available in coal severance taxes, as well as the Department of Labor, that we can, you know, retrain coal miners to become energy efficiency specialists. And coal miners are intelligent, wonderful people with a lot of pride and heritage in doing what's best for the next generation.
And in the Mullins family, the next generation agrees, feeling proud to take part in the tour.
My name is Alexandria Mullins. I am 9 years old.
I'm Danny Mullins. I'm 12 years old, and I'm from Berea, Kentucky right now. But I'm originally from Clintwood, Virginia, which is where my family lived for 10 generations.
They echo their parents' concerns.
We are standing up for all these generations to come and also to make coal mining stop.
It doesn't matter what type of coal mining you do. Something wrong still happens, like the Inez disaster.
The rivers are always turned orange because the coal and all the other soils are like a natural filter for the water.
And whenever you blast off the top of the mountain and push it over into the valley, it turns into a giant filter of death.
Near our spring, there was a turtle cell. No turtle in it. I knew straight away that a turtle had drank from the water and died.
And neither aspires to work in a mine. Alexandria vows to be an artist and an activist, while her brother says he's ready to join the movement away from coal. I'm Sandy Houseman.